Galway Bay FM's Pet Talk with Pet Mania. Well Park Retail Park, the home of pet care in Galway. 091 761 638.
And Emily Miller joins us on the line again today. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. But we have some questions for you today. Now, we're going to give you grades out of 40. Is that okay? Pass or honor or otherwise? But some of the questions we get, you know, from time to time, I wonder, how much exercise should my dog get every day? I think there should be a Fitbit for dogs, and Emily.
You know what? Maybe, but I suppose the answer to the question is it depends on your dog. So some dogs are happy and content with maybe about half an hour of exercise a day, maybe a happy little stroll through the park, whereas other dog breeds will might need 2.5 hours of active running, chasing, hiking and working. So there's huge variations in terms of how much exercise a dog needs. I suppose the minimum anyone should be looking at on an average would be half an hour a day, but there's actually, you know, if you've got a collie, for example, you know, so if you've got a border collie, they're, you know, your traditional sheepdog, they love working, they love being out, they love getting involved in agility, they love being stimulated, and, you know, so you're looking at anything up to 2.5 hours of physical activity and lots of mental stimulation for those dogs versus a Bichon Frise who's probably going, look, quite happy, take me for a walk, play with me a little bit, and I'll be quite content. So I suppose one of the things we say to people when they're asking that question is, well, do you know what kind of breed you have? Do you know what classification of breeds they are? So there's 6 different classifications of breed, and then that kind of helps kind of steer you in the direction of the type of exercise and the type of play your dog will need. There's more information on that on our website. If you pop into our Pet Care Advice Centre, you'll get that, and it kind of just goes through, like, you know, the difference between your sporting breeds and your be your retrievers, your, and then looking at your terrier breeds. There's different, you know, so there's different types of things that they like to do, there's different types of play that they like, and even within that, you know, within your sporting breeds, you know, or your hunting dogs traditionally, there's different types, so they're kind of, they've got traits there that would dictate what they'd prefer to do, you know. So you've got retrievers who like to retrieve. You've got pointers who prefer to point and tell you there it is. So sometimes you might, now this is generic, you might have a pointer who, you know, loves to play fetch. But in general terms, their breed trait would typically be to say, oh, there's the ball, you're true. And they'll tell you where it is rather than bring it back to you. Whereas your retriever breeds will retrieve.
What
kind of dog you have, knowing what kind of breed you have, and understanding where they're at. But, you know, anything between half an hour and 2.5 hours a day is probably the answer to the question.
On the other side, Emily Miller, sales and marketing manager with Pet Mania. Briefly, can I put this one to you? My cat sleeps all day. How do I get him to play? On one side, we have the dog that wants to be walked, but the cat just wants to sleep.
Well, I think the thing about cats is cats sleep a lot. A big part of what they do, you know, they spend the bulk of their day will be spent sleeping and grooming and whatever else. But what you have to remember about cats is when they want to move, they move fast, and what they love to do is they love to stalk, and they love to hunt, and they love to climb, and they love to jump. So what they tend to, so what you want to try and do is, you know, nurture those natural instincts to actually do those things. And one of the things about your cat is that cats will play for maybe 2 or 3 minutes at a time, and then they'll go, right, I'm done, I'm off, come back to me. But they might want to do that anything up to 15 times a day. Okay. So you've got lots of little pieces throughout the day. And one of the things about cats is, again, you're trying to nurture those natural instincts, and you know, they love to hunt, they love to stalk, so they love those toys that will move, or that they'll stop and they'll move because they're kind of going, right, is that a mouse, can I catch it. They want to pounce, they want to do those. So that's why your traditional, you know, your ball is string, they love it, because that's the kind of thing. So using different types of toys, taking them away after playtime and coming back with something else the next time out is really important, because it kind of, it allows them to go, oh yeah, this isn't the norm, this is something new for me to hunt. And then other things like, you know, cat trees and scratchers are brilliant to encourage them to climb and just get them moving. So particularly our indoor cats, it's really important that we provide those with to them so that they've got reasons to move and reasons to interact, because they do like to sleep. And they do a lot of it, but when they're active, they can be very active.
If they want to get further details, I have to leave it at that, unfortunately. But Petmania in Well Park, pop into any of the team there. They're all as learned as Emily Miller is. But Emily, thank you for joining us today on the programme. Petmania is in Well Park. Beautiful new store in there. Pop in and chat to them.
Galway Bay FM's Pet Talk with Pet Mania. Well Park Retail Park Galway. Leading the way in pet health, grooming and nutrition. Petmania.ie.